This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you would like. 800-259-9231. Huge news in California today. Recently, within the last day or so. We'll get to that. It's economic news, and it's a big deal. It's going to be good news for people that love liberty. It's going to give you an excuse to leave.
Nice.
but anyway, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
All right, we're going to jump right into you and your phone calls here first, and then we'll tell you what's going on in CA+. Mark, you're going to tell us about a Mennonite who isn't singing the Star Spangled Banner, and why. But first, we go to Ty in Tennessee on the Amp Lines. Hello, Ty.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, Ty.
There's been something on my mind that's been kind of percolating since Brett Binnott was on there as a guest host when you guys were at the Talkers Convention.
Okay.
I think he was on there with Stephanie, and I can't remember who else.
Yeah, that's Brett. He's the host of the School Sucks podcast.
Yeah, he basically did a – I can't remember exactly how it is he put it, but he was – comparing and contrasting the idea of rights, that people confuse rights and liberties, that a lot of our, what we say are rights are really liberties. And it's just been kind of percolating in my mind quite a bit, and I'm tending to agree with that. And I wanted to kind of throw it out there to see if there's a good working definition of what rights are. And I've been thinking about that quite a bit, and I think I've got an idea that liberties are just things that you can...
Yeah, I was going to ask, why don't you define what you think the difference is between the two?
Okay, I think liberties are just, you know, things that you can do that are naturally part of what you can do in your daily life, actions you can take, you know, human actions you can take. And rights are a social construct. They are basically a claim against the behavior of another person. They're not about an individual. They're about restricting or forcing somebody to do something. See what I'm saying?
No.
So, okay. Why not?
Well,
what right do you have that does not involve force, forcing somebody to do something?
Well, I think you're partially correct, but
of course, no. You asked me if I saw what you meant, and the answer is no. I don't know.
I don't
see what you mean.
I thought you were disagreeing with what I'm saying.
To me, a right.
What I'm trying to get at is. Okay. You know, if you have a right, just trying to think of what you have a right to free speech. I think you actually have a liberty to speak your mind. You have a right to do so unmolested. You understand what I'm saying?
I see
you
where
have
you're coming from.
The reason that it's in the Bill of Rights, and the reason the Bill of Rights are trotted out so much, is that these are negative rights applied to the government, supposed to be applied to the government.
Right, the government is supposed to allow you to have free speech.
Right, the idea of the right is to protect that ability of the person from government persecution based on that. But I think you're partially right in that it is, you know, the social construct sort of way of describing a liberty, and that liberties really don't need a definition. I believe they're just natural.
Yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from, and it's an interesting distinction, one that I don't think has ever been explored on this particular program.
No, not on this program.
And if you look at the definition of liberty, it is the freedom from arbitrary or despotic or government or control. So the freedom from external or foreign rule, independence. So you're right. I think that liberties. You know, I think I agree with you that liberties are, you know, just something you can do. And then rights are agreements that people have made with one another, supposedly, over the years. And I think rights are a valuable concept because they're supposed to help protect those liberties, right? There's rights are agreements between human beings to allow human beings to flourish and be more free. And at least that's the concept.
In a social context, you know, apart from government, just human interactions, you know, you have a right to be unmolested from other people. You know, that's the right to your own self and mm-hmm. to not be aggressed against. You know, that's something that I believe libertarians believe in, you know, the non-aggression principle as a fundamental principle. And that is a right because it's an expectation on the behavior of another one to restrict themselves from aggressing against you.
Is a liberty always correspondent to a right, or is there sometimes a liberty where there is no right?
Well, I think that liberties, rights only come into account when liberties are restricted. Then it's a matter of, well, was somebody right in restricting this or requiring an action?
Right. I think you're on the right page there. The rights basically codify or put into words what a natural liberty is and thus protect it from whatever else.
In theory.
Anyway,
yeah. if people actually agree and respect those rights,
sure.
Which is the requirement with rights, is that others have a concept of them and actually pay attention to them.
And what had bugged me about this is, I don't know if you guys are familiar with FDR's Second Bill of Rights, that you have a right to a well-paying job,
yeah.
You have a right to a house. Well, you can't really have a right to those because that would force somebody to provide them to you.
Thereby restricting their liberty.
Exactly.
Right. Restricting their liberty, exactly.
If every kid has every kid has a right to a pony, then what that does is that requires someone.
A pony farm to be enslaved.
Someone to provide ponies. And I don't know whether it's the taxpayer or mom and dad or just one particular billionaire has to buy all the kids a pony.
Well, why use ponies? Why not use public education? What about every kid has a right to being educated that they're trying to trot out there?
Everyone has the right to. Right to be able to educate themselves,
yes.
But they don't have the right to essentially enslave the public to educate them.
Correct.
They are not. I am not beholden to them $1. That doesn't mean that I'm not willing to give it to them if I think that the education's a good thing. But that doesn't. But that's entirely different. At this point, when you take money from me, you're stealing education from my kid in order to give it to yours, and that's just theft.
Yep.
Anyway, I think it's just something that can be developed, this idea of distinguishing between rights and liberties. Maybe some other callers can shed some light on this too, or maybe Brett, maybe he's listening tonight, would call in, and I can't remember exactly what it was that he said, but it's just been percolating in my mind.
I thought it was very interesting and good topic. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Nice way to define the two. I think that I think he's spot on.
I'd have to think about it. I'm not ready to sign on yet, like you two. Just jumping over the ship.
Yay! Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves here. Hey, big news out of California. Did y'all hear?
No, I did not.
Sales tax time on the internet.
What?
Yeah, they're finally doing it. According to the Los Angeles Times, beginning tomorrow, Amazon.com and other large out-of-state retailers will be required to collect sales taxes on purchases that their California customers make online.
Wow, got to get that money.
Yeah.
And what's Amazon doing about it?
Well, that's the interesting part, because Amazon, they, in the past, have basically just called it quits on certain states.
But California's huge. I mean, its economy is one of the seventh largest in the world, larger than France's.
I thought it was a bit higher than that, but
I could look it up. I mean, it may have changed recently. I couldn't say.
Amazon's a pretty principled company. I don't think they're principled from a liberty perspective. They're principled from a what's good for Amazon perspective.
Sure.
And Amazon in the past has basically called it quits. For instance, there have been regulatory things that have gone through in other places, and Amazon has basically said, all right, that's it. We're shutting down our distribution center here and moving all of our jobs out to another state.
It recently happened in Illinois and a couple other states, I believe.
I think they mentioned the Texas one in this piece here. But they're,
according to Wikipedia, California is the eighth largest economy in the world, so I was off by
slipping.
One. But it's probably still larger than France.
Yeah. All right, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. We'll tell you more about what's happening in California. This is huge, huge news. Not just if you're in California. And we'll explain why here in a little bit. 800-259-9231. Also, you get to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com.
Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 30th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 15,1040. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15,48.77, $7,74.38 for a half ounce, or $3,87.19 for a quarter ounce. That's $15,48.77, $7,74.38, and $3,87.19.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And we invite you to our website where you can go and support this program by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon there on that page. When you click into one of those links, whichever one's right for your country, Free Talk Live will then get a portion of your purchase. So you click into the link for your country and then do your shopping. Check out. You won't see an indicator that Free Talk Live's getting money, but trust me, you click through those links, Free Talk Live gets a cut. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll tell you a little bit more about what Amazon's doing about the California law that has now been signed and will take effect tomorrow. That's going to require all online retailers who do business in California to collect tax. who have customers in California. You don't even have to have an office there. Just if your customer's in California, you have to collect tax from them.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice, like the one Ian was just talking about, then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com and download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletter. Use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, then buy the course. Jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out and let them know that you heard it at Free Talk Live. Jurisdictionary.com.
So, here's the story from the LA Times. This is huge news for a few different reasons. One, because it's going to really hurt businesses and people in California. People that are buying products
online. Do you know what
online.
The sales tax is in California?
We'll find that out. It's around 9% in LA.
Wow.
So, we'll give you that detail here in a moment. So, for consumers in California, this is a big deal for businesses because shopping online is a way to save some money. It's a way to get a good price because places like Amazon, they don't have the big retail storefronts. They have to pay all those costs. And because they're online retailers, they don't have to charge tax. Well, at least they didn't. Tomorrow, they'll have to begin charging tax, according to this this new regulation and or this new law. So it's a big deal because that means that all of a sudden now the Internet dealers don't have the same kind of attraction that the local vendors will. And, of course, as you might have guessed already, it's the big box retailers that are the ones behind pushing legislation. Reporting from Sacramento, shopping at Amazon.com and other major Internet stores is poised to get more expensive. Beginning tomorrow, a new state law will require large out-of-state retailers to collect sales taxes on purchases that their California customers make on the Internet. A prospect eased only slightly by a 1 percentage point drop in that tax that also takes effect at the same time. Getting the taxes, which consumers typically don't pay to the state if online merchants don't charge them, is, according to the governor, a common-sense idea. Well, that's because it seems to be common sense, because people are so used to being abused and beaten and just threatened by the people calling themselves the government that they are likely to jump on, well, it's not fair that those Internet companies don't have to pay tax. It's common sense that they should pay. We all pay tax. They should pay tax, too. It's not fair. The old slave-on-slave violence idea,
because
they've been so beaten down and subverted over time.
I paid my share. Why don't you pay yours?
Right. Instead of being happy that some people are able to avoid the tax and giving them some business, it's all good news now because it's an even playing field. The new tax collection requirement, part of the budget-related legislation, is expected to raise an estimated $317 million in year in new state and local government revenue. Now, $317 million seems like chump change to California to me, doesn't it? Doesn't this seem like nothing for California? I mean, how big is that economy again? The eighth largest in the world?
Eighth largest in the world, yeah.
$317 million doesn't seem like a whole lot
of money. It doesn't seem like that much. And, you know, I wonder just how do they think they're going to enforce this?
Well, they're only going to be able to really enforce it on bigger retailers, right?
But how?
So, well, through lawyers.
How are you going to go after Amazon for not collecting?
Sue them.
I don't see how they can even pass this law. I mean,
I don't understand why you're confused by that. I mean, they're the government.
They aren't selling anything in your state.
But their customers are in the state, and they'll be required to collect from those customers. It'll be the customer's obligation to pay, apparently, it's going to be the business owner's obligation to collect the customer's payments. And if they don't do it, they'll likely sue them under some sort of federal law or something like that.
I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, I'm just really interested in how they can go about doing it. You see, states have this, and governments in general have this thing called jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're talking about a transaction that transpires outside of the jurisdiction of California, how can they claim to tax this?
Well, where does the transaction go down? I mean, is it the credit card company that is operating? And if so, maybe the credit card company has a call center or a transaction data center in California.
The way I see it, the credit card company facilitates the transaction at the point that the business that is going to do the transaction exists.
Well, let's say this, Mark. You can damn well bet that companies like Amazon are going to do something, right? I mean, they're going to look. They're probably right now, their lawyers are thinking about the very same things and more so that you are.
I'm sure that's true.
The story goes on to say that Amazon hasn't really indicated its strategy at this point in time.
Why would it?
So, Amazon and other online retailers like Overstock.com told thousands of California internet marketing affiliates. This is how I found out before I saw the news today, is one of our listeners who is an Amazon affiliate like we are, they sent me the email that Amazon sent them. And it was a very nice email, by the way. Amazon very, very cordial about how they are ending the relationships that they have with thousands of their affiliates out there in California.
Yeah, just in the same way that Free Talk Live is an affiliate with Amazon, lots of people out in California are, thousands of them.
Right. So the story is that they're basically pulling out as far as they're going to probably still sell stuff to the folks in California, but they're not going to allow their marketing affiliates to continue on. And that's because they pay about 7 to 8% on purchases made through those affiliate links. So when you go to shop.freetalklive.com and you click into the Amazon link, most of the products that you purchase, unless they're electronics, I think electronics are around 4%, but most of the products they purchase, you purchase there, Free Talk Live's getting about 7%, and that's about the amount of a sales tax.
Sure.
So it makes sense that in order to keep their prices as low as possible, they're gonna have to stop doing business.
I'm not sure that that's the reason. The affiliate may very well in California may very well then be within the jurisdiction of California, and somehow make Amazon responsible for paying. I think that Amazon's going to claim that California doesn't have jurisdiction to collect a sales tax from them.
You may be right about that. We have enjoyed working with you, by the way. This is an excerpt from the email that Amazon sent out. They explain about the law. They sent one before the law was signed, just letting folks know, hey, heads up, we might be changing our relationship, as in canceling it. And then after the law was signed, they sent another one, basically giving folks a heads up as to what's going on, suggesting to their associates that you may want to move. If you want to continue with our program.
Free State Project.
Well, I mean, you probably could. If you're making money on Amazon, it's probably as difficult as getting a private mailbox in another state and just having the mail forwarded to you. Hmm. Just to keep your business going.
Yeah.
More coming up here at 8, but makes sense to get the hell out. This is not a good omen. 1-800-259-9231. More coming up on the sales tax in California. It's Free Talk Live.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, and if you have something you want to share about the news out of California today, that tomorrow there will be a California Internet sales tax. You'd like to share your thoughts on that? Please feel free. Or bring up anything. 800-259-9231. And you could go on a cruise with Mark.
You could. You could go on a cruise with me, Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty. And it's not just a cruise, but, you know, there'll be some speeches. There'll be all kinds of things to do on the boat. There'll be excursions on the shore. It'll be a great time. There's also going to be a debate on the morality of voting.
Wow.
Yeah, that'll be a blast.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be a two-on-one, Wes and Stefan against me. I've been practicing.
Oh, wait, you're the pro?
The only point that I'm willing to make is that voting is not immoral.
Okay.
You know, there are people that will make that point. Is it, you know, does it make sense to vote? I'm not going to argue any of those points. I don't think that there's much point there. Anyway, if you want to get on board for the voting and any other fun on the cruise, it's cruise.freetalklive.com. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you really should go reserve your berth now. Cruise.freetalklive.com.
According to the story here at the LA Times, it's tomorrow when the internet sales tax, the very first ever internet sales tax, begins in California. And they say that so goes California, so goes the rest of the country. So don't think for a moment.
You know, it used to be Maine, right?
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So don't think for a moment that the government bureaucrats in your state are eyeballing this situation, waiting to see what happens.
Oh, yeah, the bureaucrats in your state definitely want to collect money from Amazon. There's a lot of money on the table there, and they want it, but I don't know how they're going to be able to pull it off.
If California pulls it off, then you can damn well bet the other states are going to be right, falling in line and doing the same thing.
That much is true. I don't know how California is going to pull it off.
Well, they're trying, and we'll see what happens here. According to the email that Amazon sent to its associates, of which we are one, but we're in New Hampshire, so this email wasn't sent to us. We've enjoyed working with you and other California-based participants in the Amazon Associates program, and if this situation is rectified, would very much welcome the opportunity to reopen our Associates program to California residents. As mentioned before, we are continuing to work on alternative ways to help California residents monetize their websites, and we'll be sure to contact you when these become available. They do suggest earlier in the email that if you want to continue on with us, you probably should leave California. And
that's
so,
great. And you mentioned that it would be as easy as just, you know, getting a private mailbox. I think you pay what,
$7 a month.
Yeah, $7 a month.
But then you have to pay the forwarding, whatever the forwarding fee is on top of that. Well, but if you're making enough money on your Amazon account, then it'll pay for it.
The forwarding fee isn't that big if you've got. I mean, it's not like you have to put all of your mail there.
That's true. You can just have the Amazon stuff sent there.
Yeah.
All right, so back to the story here from the L.A. Times. Again, it's not just Amazon. It's also Overstock.com and other retailers that are basically telling their affiliates, yeah, sorry, we're done with you. We just can't do this anymore because of these regulations. And according to the story, it's because the new requirement applies only to online sellers based out of states that have some connection to California, such as workers, warehouses, or offices there. Both Amazon in Seattle and Overstock in Salt Lake City have told affiliates they would have to move to another state if they wanted to continue earning commissions for referring customers. Okay, so do you get that? Now that's the explanation. Let me run that by you again, Mark, because you're wondering how can they do this? How can California get away with this if the business is being done elsewhere? The law only applies to people running businesses, so people with affiliates or offices or any sort of entity related to them being in that state.
That was the point that I made, though, is that they have divested themselves of the affiliates in order to prove that they don't actually do business in California.
Right. Maybe I wasn't clear on you making that point. But, yeah, so essentially they're cutting off all their business connections from California.
And Amazon
company.
Will do this. Amazon will move.
Which means they don't have to collect the sales tax.
Right. Amazon tries to do business in places that I don't know how many states are left that have no sales tax, but places
smart.
That have the lowest sales tax.
They're doing what's right for their customers in this case.
That's right.
And that's the principle that Amazon stands on.
Now,
and I love them.
If you, for instance, I think Tiger Direct is in Illinois, and you're in Illinois and you buy from Tiger Direct, you're going to have to pay sales tax.
Yeah, like 9% or whatever.
Right, and some ridiculous amount because Illinois is one of those blue states that loves to tax its citizens until they just they're beaten into the ground. So, that's going to happen if you happen to be in the state in which the company does, is headquartered.
Let's go to Andrew, who's in New Hampshire. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and JJ.
Greetings, gentlemen. I just wanted to piggyback on the explanation you gave of why Amazon would have to cut off its affiliates. And essentially being a foreign corporation to California, because they're not based out of California as a California business, in order to get dragged into court, which would have to be a federal court, they would have to prove that California would have to prove that Amazon does business in California, has some sort of nexus to California, or has sufficient contacts in California to make it appear that Amazon's trying to do business in California as opposed to just doing business and people from California happen to, want to buy from them.
Nice.
So that's why they would have to cut off their affiliates, because California would be able to go into court and say, hey, you have these people funneling business to you from California. You know that they're from California. You're sending them money because they're getting you business. Obviously, you're doing business in California.
Got it.
So they would have to essentially cut those people off so that they can appear to be just, doing business online. And, we occasionally ship things to California, but we assume, those people who are buying stuff are complying with the law and paying their, sales tax.
Yeah, it's too bad for everybody that's in California as an Amazon associate.
I imagine there are a lot of websites / businesses that benefit from Amazon in California.
Oh, absolutely.
I know that I listen to a podcast that's big on promoting their Amazon affiliate program, that they're wondering whether or not they're going to be able to continue when this law goes into effect. So,
are they in California?
Yes.
Send a little email that says no.
Well, again, it just depends on if they're willing to put a little effort into it and kind of maybe be sneaky and get themselves a mailbox elsewhere. I think that's all you'd have to do. I mean, I'm no expert, but all Amazon cares about is where your mailing address is.
Yeah, I'd say that's true.
Yeah, hey, thanks. Set up a you know, a bank account outside the state.
You could do that, too. Yeah, I guess that's true. They do transfer money into a bank account, but they also cut checks as well. So you might just be able to have them send you a check. Thanks.
I think a bank account could be cheaper, though.
Right. A direct deposit is a little cheaper, yeah. There's no doubt.
I would think.
Thanks for the call, Andrew. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Amazon in Seattle and Overstock in Salt Lake City have told their affiliates that they'll have to move to another state if they want to continue earning those commissions. Amazon wrote its California business partners that we oppose this bill because it's unconstitutional and counterproductive. They haven't indicated what further actions they might take to challenge the California law. About 25,000 affiliates are in California.
Wow.
As the Amazon affiliates, especially larger ones with dozens of employees, are likely to leave the state, according to an executive director of the trade group Performance Marketing Association. The affiliates combined paid $152 million in state income taxes last year, she pointed out.
Hmm.
So these guys are already getting stuck with income taxes in California, and now they're having one of their sources of income just cut off entirely by not being able to participate in this program anymore. Chief Executive Savings.com, a West L.A. website that links viewers to hundreds of money-saving deals, says, "We'll have to consider it. It doesn't look good for our business." The larger bite from buyers' pocketbooks will be eased only a bit because California's basic sales tax rate will drop to 7.75% on Friday when a two-year-old temporary increase expires. How about that? They're actually expiring a tax increase.
Aren't they like a bankrupt state anyway?
Yeah, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Big trouble.
The basic rate in the city of L.A. falls back to 8.75%.
Ouch.
But just give them time. They're going to need that percent back. they're probably going to come back another year and raise that tax again. Brown's signature on the budget bills is aimed at closing a loophole that freed Amazon and other out-of-state retailers from collecting sales taxes for California. And, of course, it gives them a competitive price advantage over many California's businesses. And we'll tell you what they have to say here in a little bit, because they favor this law. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45
877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we give to you for free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You send us $3 a month. We take that in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board, exposing them to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, bringing on new radio stations as well. That's AMP, as in Advertise, Market, Promote, amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Big news out of California today, and it is not good. They are looking to tax internet
retailers. When was the last time you heard good news come out of California? I'm just curious.
Medical pot.
Okay. Okay,
that
sure.
That was in 1996.
96. Wow.
But then again, I don't live in California. That's maybe true. There's all kinds of good news out there. But
I mean, there's a lot of bad news that comes from California.
Yes, there is. And a lot of the people that have lived in California now live here in New Hampshire because they're sick and tired of that crap.
That's right.
A little bit more here. Actually, somebody's in California wants to talk about this. Theodore is on the line. Theodore, you're on Free Talk Live, being JJ and Mark. Theodore, going once. Theodore in California. Going twice. There you are. Go ahead.
Hey, so you guys mentioned you were surprised that the sales tax increase had decreased in the recent budget. And wanted to let you guys know that they tried like heck to keep that thing there.
Really?
Of course, you know, telling us that, you know, everyone's going to die and starve and blah, 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 blah. But over here, we've got, back in the 70s, they passed Proposition 13 because people were tired of the property taxes going up like crazy, and basically the legislature needs a two-thirds majority in order to raise taxes, and Democrats couldn't get any Republicans to come over this time like they did 2 years ago, so the tax expired.
Oh, well, thanks for clearing that up.
Well, I'm glad it did. I mean, you know, I'd like to see.
Now it's only 7.75% instead of 8.75%, and 8.75% in L.A. instead of 9.75%.
Well, don't worry though. Just they're raising plenty of fees, as they call them,
right.
To register your car and all that stuff.
It's not a tax; it's a fee. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how they're getting that.
Nice.
So you guys were mentioning. You guys just quickly mentioned medical marijuana, and you guys have been reading some stories recently about that, but things aren't really all that good on that front either.
Well, not with LA cracking down on medical marijuana dispensaries and shutting hundreds of them down.
Yeah, same thing here in San Diego.
Really?
Yeah, basically, you passed a ordinance that said, you know, they can't be within 500 yards of a school or a church or, you know, and they've got a very limited number of licenses here locally, so a lot of them had to shut down here in San Diego as well.
It's nonsense. You know, this is one of the reasons why that I think that doing local politics is important, because if you've got liberty-minded people on a city council, then crap like that wouldn't happen. And I understand that people are frustrated by politics, but it's politics that made the medical marijuana thing happen in the first place. It wasn't easy to get to that point. And it's a shame to see these little tyrants in the towns and the cities basically trying to reverse it.
Well, I mean, that's not surprising, though, because... I mean, these people are have this mindset that anything that they say is so important and so viable, and how could you question me? The egos are massive in these little towns, as we well know here in Keene.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, San Diego is not a little town. It's 3 million people, and there's 9 city council members.
Wow. We have 25,000 people in Keene and 15 city council members.
Yeah, so it's each... district here is, pretty huge, so there, these people are pretty entrenched.
So how does this make you feel? I mean, this news about the internet sales tax, is this going to be something that you think is going to drive folks out of California?
I'm not sure. I use Amazon all the time at my work, and I'm not concerned because, I knew that they were going to be dumping the affiliates. I mean, it sucks that people are losing their jobs and their income, but good that the people... to hear that the people are going to be, seeking places where their money's not going to be going to the state anymore.
Thanks for the call tonight, Theodore. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Story here at the LA Times. It focuses now on the big box retailers and the independent businesses in California who are crying. I mean, Bill Dombrowski says you can't give one segment of retail a 10% discount every day. It's just not fair.
Wah, wah, wah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Amazon would say, well, you can't just let some businesses exist in the real world while other ones can only exist on or only exist online. I mean, each business has the thing that it provides to its customers. I can see why one business, I mean, this is what businesses do. This is how it's done. The government is a tool to reward your friends and punish your enemies. That's what it's all about. And it just goes around and around and around, and that's why it continues to grow, because everybody continues to use it to punish whomever they wish.
So California's new requirement will generate badly needed state revenue, at least so they believe, unless they all cancel all their affiliate programs and don't collect the tax, and send a signal to Congress, according to Dombrowski, that we want to see a national solution to the issue of taxing internet sales.
Oh, right, of course.
Because then there wouldn't be anything Amazon could do about it.
Much is true.
They could bring a lawsuit, but that would be, their only chance. California is the seventh. Now, this I didn't know. California is the seventh and largest state in the country to pass a law to collect taxes on out-of-state internet sales. Illinois, Arkansas, and Connecticut acted earlier this year. North Carolina and Rhode Island in 2009, and New York in 2008. Amazon sued to overturn the New York law and lost in the lower courts. The company is paying sales taxes into an escrow account pending an appeal. So
it believes it can win, I guess.
Other states currently are considering similar sales tax collection bills. California's new law was drafted to circumvent a 92 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that sellers can't be forced to collect sales taxes unless they have a physical presence in the state. The new statute would establish that presence in two ways: when sellers pay commissions to other internet sites in California, known as affiliates, that refer buyers, and when sellers have a related company operating in the state. Amazon has thousands of such affiliates in California. Well, not as of tonight. It has also related businesses operations, including Lab 126 Inc. in Cupertino, which develops Kindle electronic book readers, and a Studio City office for its Internet Movie Database unit, which I presume those offices will be closed immediately and moved.
I imagine so. I bet that business is going to benefit some other community in some other state.
This is one of the ways that this makes it difficult on businesses like Amazon, because they need to be in places where they can have employees, ship stuff out, so they're close. I mean, if they just have one office in Middletown, Nebraska...
Right, they have different fulfillment centers.
Right, then they need fulfillment centers in different locations in order to make this work properly, and it makes it difficult.
One affiliate, Ken Rockwell in San Diego, the owner of a 12-year-old photography website, said he plans to move out of state. He said, will it be Las Vegas or Scottsdale or Ensenada? It's a question of where, not if.
Wow. That's clearly very important to them. And, you know, anytime the government comes into the marketplace and starts to push people around and demand their bribe be fulfilled, that causes a lot of unintended consequences.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine that if you look at the amount of business that's going to be moving out of California, as well as the amount of income taxes not paid because of the lost affiliates,
right,
you're going to see a net loss.
I bet you're right about that. I mean, they think they're going to make another $300 million.
It happens all the time.
Right. They think they're going to make another $300 million, and they're not factoring in, likely, how people will change their behavior.
Sure.
Same thing with the cigarette tax increases, Mark. I mean, you, for instance, used to smoke cigars, and then the feds put a new tax on cigarettes and cigars. And
right, they put a tax on cigars and rolling tobacco and things that hadn't been taxed previously, because they're like, well, look at all this untaxed tobacco. Look, mm-hmm. we could have so much more. And once it went into play, I said, that's it. I've smoked my last, and
right,
and
you quit
I did.
Smoking because of taxes, not
I did
for your health,
literally. Quit smoking because of taxes. Because, yeah. My point of view was that I'm sure other people aren't going to quit for the same reasons that I did, but my point of view was money's fungible. Therefore, all money paid to the federal government could be attributed to money that is going to go to make bullets to kill people. Mm-hmm. And some of the people that are killed in these wars are innocent people, and I will not sit around and smoke a cigar that makes a bullet that kills an innocent person. I'm not going to do it.
Good for you, Mark.
So there you go. So we will keep our eyes certainly on this situation, and I guess I'm shocked to hear about the other states. I thought California was first, but we probably reported on the New York thing years ago, but I just don't recall it. Anyway, so if you live in any of those other states, how has this affected things there? How have things changed?
I wonder if there's any internet companies or other companies that have done studies about this and just sort of like a think tank or something.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if any of the callers know of any of that. Feel free to
enlighten us. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour 2 is next. Coming up, Mark's going to tell us about Mennonites and why they don't sing the Star-Spangled Banner, and students have been hypnotized at a school down in South Florida, and they died, apparently. That's a weird one. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks, or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.